welcome to motherfucking 2020, ho. Before we start this week's episode, I am looking
Mandy
forward-
said welcome to 2020 when? Like it was the fucking floodgates.
I started it. Where we are. Welcome to my year.
I mean, bitch, it is. It is. I am saying it's my year. I'm ready for it to be my year. But I want you guys to be a part of my year as well. As you guys know, we are on tour, baby. So I want to shout out, in 2019, we hit Philly, DC, and Boston. But this month, motherfucker, January.
What?
I can say like January. January, we going to be in the Midwest.
Oh,
so
God.
On January the 18th, we will be in motherfucking Detroit, the Motor City. And then we going to go to Chicago, which, what is it? What do they call Chicago?
I thought it was called The Bean, but that's Boston.
It is, but they just got a bit. Chi-town.
We going to show you Chi-rec. How we get
there. We going to be in Chi-rec on January
the 22nd. Let's not call it that. I'm not for the shooter, Chi-rec. Chicago. I am for the luxe shops, the nice hotels, maybe even a Soho House visit, bitch. Chi-rec!
I
can
mean,
stay
shout
where
out
the fuck
to Chi-rec. Goddamn no, because I'm still looking for scammers. Goddamn it. I got the money now, but I still don't want to spend full price. So holla at me. Also, as you guys know, we sold out motherfucking Sony Hall in Woo! 8 days. Like, that is fucking lit. I'm so proud
That's
of
insane.
The Whore Hive. Yes. Like,
yes.
Just,
you guys,
just the growth.
Oh, and special announcement, Braylon already said she'll come to every show. She's going to host it for free. And she's giving out her
little... Braylon, not me, Simone. So.
Like, we already just started with the goddamn name. So if you guys have not yet, get your tickets. New York, we have back-to-back shows. So that is January the 24th and January the 25th. We will be live at Sony Hall. We have a lot of surprises for you. And of course...
Mandy is going to suck a dick on stage.
I am not fucking shit.
Doing this
I honestly thought, you know, she wasn't going to do it. You guys have seen our, you know, promo reel. And I was like, Mandy, I feel like it's time. And she was like, fuck it, I'll do it.
I never said I was sucking
so
a dick on stage.
So you guys
first
are going to see...
My mouth is still barely opening.
She's
going to
pull her feet out.
Wisdom teeth being pulled.
You're going to get all of it.
No. I'm not.
The mouth. Come to the show.
Literally
buy
come,
the ticket.
Huh? Look,
it
also,
might be you.
Texas, we in Dallas and Houston. And I want you guys to stay tuned because this month we will go ahead and be dropping tickets for New Orleans, Toronto, Orlando, Atlanta.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
When is Atlanta?
Girl, we gonna
bitch,
give
can
you
we
dates.
Can we get to it?
We ain't dropping the dates yet. But we gonna drop the dates this month. Y'all, I'm sorry. This has been a long-ass fucking ad. Just know, pull the fuck up. We motherfucking coming to your motherfucking city, and I'm excited to see you guys. So, again, visit horribledecisions.com and get your motherfucking tickets now.
.com.
But it's, okay, you know what? Let's get on with the
They're
show.
So freaky. I'm sorry. You don't know what you're walking to. This is Horrible Decisions, WHORE.
Look, she see it. It's spelled up there on the screen.
I just said Mandy was going to hopefully suck a dick on stage. I think she's not shocked that it's horrible.
Right. You know, y'all know.
Horrible Decisions.
Anyways, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. It is 2020. We motherfucking made it. We still here. I don't know how, but we are. And I'm excited.
Good.
God is good all the time, even though we don't know which God we talking about.
Lord, Father,
but
God.
Father God, ask you that Mandy and me get along in this episode, Lord Father God, and I ask you, Lord Father God, to tell Old Bay and Beard Bay and they bitches to keep me in prayer in mercy, Lord Father God, because
hey,
I don't
do this. So this is what you're doing? And you just acted like you couldn't do this, and we did it on a Patreon.
I didn't say
episode.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
no,
I for doing
I'm
my own thing.
No, it's okay.
I'm really proud of y'all.
She making fun of the bitch that prayed.
I'm not
her,
making fun. I'm just
man,
executing
she
my own prayer, Lord Father
she prayed
God.
Because her nigga cheated on her, but they were separated. Anyway, y'all,
that
shit.
Separation is not divorce,
man,
Lord Father God.
Anywho, y'all That's know what true. It is. This your girl, Mandy V, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Peg this motherfucking stallion, a.k.a. Peg Ryan, a.k.a. that bitch.
And I am Pastor Wheezy. Pastress.
There you go.
Thug Mrs.
I'm done. Anyways, y'all. We are joined by two lovely guests today. One who is a returning guest, which is crazy because y'all been come on like, ooh, y'all need to have her on the show. She was on episode 6. All right, baby girl.
I'm going to get it together. I'm trying to go live. I'm trying to be professional, and it keeps falling. There.
There
bam.
We go. Got the makeup.
You
want to
know what I would like to know?
What would you like to know?
Wait, can she introduce herself?
Fuck it. So episode 6, you said that
Still
you
haven't.
Have never had an orgasm
yeah.
and you don't masturbate.
Yeah.
What
weird.
How did you end up here again?
Because she's still my friend.
No, you're hilarious. I thought we'd have some progression. No,
there was progression. I got really on the cusp, like really close. And it wasn't from penetration. It was from oral. Mm-hmm. And then it just, I didn't know what to do, or I didn't know how to release or relax or whatever, but it was
You're probably like, too in your head.
Yeah. I was like, this
Have you gotten a vibrator yet?
No.
I want to get her
one. Oh, there it is right there, bro.
I wanted to get her one. She said no.
I think you should.
What makes you not want to?
She bought me a vibrating toothbrush and was like, huh? I was like, no. I'm going to use it as a toothbrush.
Is that a quip?
She was like, look.
Wait. You got right there. Why not?
Can we say who we talking to? Damn,
did we not?
No.
You said we got B. Simone in the building.
No, I didn't. I said we had on
B. Simone's here. We're going to get to it in a second, but I just got one more question.
Okay,
bro, it's been 2 years, and I've really thought about this. Every time I see you on my feed, I'm like, we need B. Simone to come. Literally. Okay, before we get into how great you are.
I'm going to be 30 this year.
Why not the fucking vibrator? Because this will make you come in an instant.
I feel like you got to touch yourself with fingers before a toy.
I'm in my head. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
By the way, I love your nails. I was just speaking about you
God
on an episode where they were
coming, bro.
Coming about me to my nails. And I was like, but y'all don't see my friend's nails. And I literally thought
I love
of your
yours.
Nails. Yeah, but you're like, these would not be put into assholes because these are the stones that I'm scared will end up in a nigga's shit because it came off as I was.
I mean, if they have a sparkly shit.
These. What? My bad.
Sparkly shits are okay.
It can. Like, rhinestones. Bitch, during Thanksgiving, I was cooking and a whole rhinestone fell off. I said, that shit gonna come up in the greens. And I ain't letting them know until I found it on the counter.
Okay, good.
And I was like, okay, bitch, y'all ain't gonna eat a rhinestone this year. Well, anyways, yes, we are joined by my good friend, B. Simone, comedian. Y'all may have seen her on motherfucking Wallin' Out.
Baby Grow.
Y'all may follow her, and y'all may know her from, she had her own show on Goddamn Zeus.
Yeah.
I want to keep going with your accolades.
Don't.
She sells out her shows. She's on tour. Bitch, you about to be on tour with, like, the big dogs.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Bitch, oh,
like,
yeah, Martin that's Lawrence, so exciting.
Opening up for Martin Lawrence this year.
Crazy.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's
girl.
So scary.
Girl.
But everything I've been doing has gotten me to this point. I'm ready. I'm prepared. And, you know, I just hope I kill it.
So I'm excited because everything.
You have to think about your trend too, right? When you're like wondering if you're going to kill something, like, bitch, I've been lit this whole time. What's going on?
I know. It's just the enemy gets in your mind. It does. You're not good enough. They're not going to last. You know, that's just negativity. And I just.
B. Simone is really in her bag and her makeup one. I just want to let you know this bitch just handed us 7 million lipsticks. One of them.
We have 10 colors.
It's called. Wi-Fi, bitch. Detox. You're my boyfriend. Is one. Link in bio.
Should we tell them about the Wi-Fi story?
Stupid.
No. We like stupid stories.
I love stupid shit.
So, first of all,
I am.
She is the brains behind half my shit because her and Skittles. This is my assistant.
Shout out to Megan.
17 years.
Skittles.
Yeah. Skittles is my manager.
I was going to say, Skittles is your stripper name?
No. Skittles is my manager. And this is my assistant, my best friend of 17 years. We've been friends since we were 12.
I love it.
So real friends. And okay, so there was a color, it's called Wi-Fi, W-I-F-I. And I was like, oh, it's Wi-Fi, but I'll be cool and call it, it'll be called Wifey. And she's like, when people read it, they're going to say Wi-Fi. I was like, but it's pronounced Wifey. She's like, no one's going to know that.
She's Nigga, like, you just spelled make a color. It like Wi-Fi no, with a Wi-Fi. Capital F. Huh?
Right.
The problem is the capitalization.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's when I looked stupid. At it, I was like, this is not going to work.
It's not going to.
So
I will say the color's great. Stick.
Thank you.
And also,
it's one
like,
of my favorite colors.
It is. I think the other one that I really like, I know there's some niggas listening to this and y'all want to hear about no lipstick, but which one I just put on there was lit as fuck?
Freestyle. The matte.
No, Lincoln Bio. That made me feel like a slut. Just the name and color alone. It was very fly me out.
Yeah. I'm very fly me out.
Yeah. You got to come out with a fly me out color now.
Oh, or fans only.
Fans.
Ooh,
only
fans.
Fans. Yeah.
I mean,
bitch, that got to be like a whole red. Actually, like that's a great color name too.
Yeah.
I walked into a Sephora once, and this is a true story. I was a little tipsy. It was in Soho after a happy hour. And I looked at her and I was like, I'm looking for a bright red, a dark red.
Yeah.
Like in between, like a ho red. And she looked me dead in the face and was like, oh my God, I got it.
Oh,
and
she
took me to ColourPop.
Oh, perfect.
I think it was. Yeah. But you have a ho ass red. And
I do. It's beautiful. It's baby girl.
Well, I'm glad you're here. We're going to start off with a little icebreakers because I know you kind of don't know what you really walked into.
It's okay.
Be ready.
Is a God-fearing wife, mother of three. Ooh. Don't scare my friend
off. I'm not going to scare her. Well, these are just icebreakers, y'all. Damn.
All right.
Okay, so the first one is, especially going into 2020, would you rather have sex in 5-minute increments for the rest of your life or 5-hour increments for the rest
of your
life?
5-hour me.
You want a 5-hour? Really?
I love long.
Like, I be drying out. I had one nigga that be fucking like 45 minutes, and I was like, baby, you gotta come. Nigga, what can
we do? I'm sorry, did you just say yes to five hours?
Over 5 minutes.
I don't wanna work for 5 hours.
Over 5 minutes, but I wouldn't want that in like real life. If I had to choose between those two, I would choose 5 hours.
Bitch, if you had to choose, let me just say it one more time.
Yeah.
If you had to choose for the rest of your life, anytime you chose to engage in sex, it would last 5 minutes. Or 5 hours.
You too busy to have 5 hour sex in real life.
But you gotta remember, she also has never climaxed.
Oh, wait. So that might take you 5 hours to get that climax, man. Right. These 5 minute niggas
ain't doing it. Your pussy will fall off before that time.
I like that.
what about you? You would do 5 minutes?
5 minutes, hands
down. She would do 5 minutes now.
I do 5 minutes now. You're like, yeah. I'm married. So
she's married. She's like, all right. Kids.
Might get fucked.
Oatmeal's ready in 30 seconds. We got 2 minutes. Let's go.
So the next one is, and this is kind of, it's choosing the lesser of both evils, because I think both of these suck. But would you rather only be able to have sex in showers or only be able to have sex in a car?
Car.
Really? Mm-hmm.
You look like a fucking car girl.
Shower sex is hard.
I look like a car girl?
You do. Them titties look like you be fucking in a car.
See?
I think shower sex is hard because you can't really feel.
Yeah,
I feel like the water
doesn't feel the.
And you can't really feel.
My pussy was wet.
No. All that tap water.
Yeah, nah.
Yeasty.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because I thought of this, but now that y'all are saying it, I guess I would
the
do
car.
The cards.
Car.
Not only that, I'd be liking to get my hair done, and I'm like, damn, shower sex? I ain't never been
able to
get
my hair done. Girl, and I dye my hair black. After I get out the shower, be black all on the pillow. I'm like, it's hair dye. Sorry.
I'm not that, dirty. That happened to me when I went to do the Rihanna red a couple years ago.
Everywhere.
The red was everywhere.
You were.
And I went and had hotel sex.
Collar,
and I was like, I promise this is not blood.
Yeah.
It's not the hair dye.
Let me write a note.
Fucking hair dye.
Not my period, LOL. Wells.
Yeah,
like,
shit.
Bye, have a good day.
Like, no, I was just in Puerto Rico, and I got real drunk, of course, and so I ordered, like, this, it was a hard shell chocolate over, like, ice cream, but, bitch, they forgot my spoon, and I wasn't gonna wait for them, so I'm eating a hard shell and ice cream with my hand.
Right.
So, bitch, I'm wiping it on the sheets. I wake up in the morning, it kind of looked like
doo-doo.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
Like, I really wanted to say, I hope she notices chocolate.
Oh, no.
I wasn't having no anal sex, I promise. Okay, so this one, I wanted just for us to have fun with celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to go around the table. Just yeah, because
as long as it's not the baby.
I need some shit with some.
Well, we know she gonna say the baby. Goddamn. So this is a fuck, marry, kill.
Yes. Okay.
What celebrities would you fuck, marry, and kill? And I want to shout out to Married to Medicine because I got this game while they were on their little.
Are you gonna give us a list, or we just have to
no,
say it?
No, you get to choose. Girl, any three
this
celebrities.
Is
you
gotta this
give
is
us
a three.
Give us a list.
Give us three.
Give us three.
Give
us three.
Fuck, marry, kill. Yeah.
You're supposed to give three.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Well, I wanted all of us to say different ones that we would fuck, marry, and kill.
Well, because then, you'll kill whoever you want. You'll kill Trump.
I mean, I was gonna come up with someone different.
Right.
So you give three options, right?
And like, then we all say who we would fuck with.
Right.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, I'm going to make it. Okay, so fuck, marry, or kill.
Can't be the baby.
What? Damn, I was going to call the
baby. No, it can't be the baby. Because
then we know. We want it to be like a fun game, not like cheating with answers.
I would not kill the baby.
Yes,
I would fuck the baby.
No, you would not.
I wouldn't marry him, though.
I'd fuck him.
Okay, so look. Yuck. See, look, now we're getting the
oh, my bad.
Don't do the baby.
After he picked up that girl in the 7-Eleven, I was like, yeah, I want a D. I love a fun nigga.
And you know what I'm about him?
Look.
He walk around with big dick energy.
He does.
Like,
he
he's
does.
This big, and he walk around like, what's up? Like, I'm untouchable.
I'm not
can't nobody touch me.
Yo, maybe you haven't came because God is saving your fucking first orgasm for
my
him.
Husband.
What if
when? Bitch!
Okay,
I was like, yes!
Okay. No.
Okay,
so I'll bring up some celebrities that I think everyone kind of agrees or disagree. Okay, so fuck, marry, kill, Barack Obama, Nick Cannon, and Trey Songz.
Kill Nick Cannon.
Fuck. That's Trey Songz.
Okay.
No.
Why fuck, y'all both
fuck,
said no?
Sorry, no, Michelle. No. I'm sorry.
You want to fuck
Obama?
Fuck
Barack Obama. I would marry Nick Cannon.
Okay.
And I would kill Trey.
Okay.
I love Trey. That's the homie, but Trey is too much. And Nick Cannon is like, I've never dealt with Nick Cannon, him being right. my boss, but I know girls that have dealt with him, and he's very, like, passionate. He takes care of his women. He's very...
You know, and I didn't do it. I forgot that nigga was your boss.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, but yeah. Okay, what about you?
I didn't think about that either.
What about you?
Until it started singing, yeah. I was like, oops. I would definitely kill Nick Cannon. Oh, no shade, just, but... I've always found him to be like a little too cheesy.
Yeah.
And like,
he's like that with women too, from what I've heard.
Okay.
But he like got BDE. I heard his dick is like to his kneecap or something like that.
Yeah. I don't care. I've
seen the print.
Big dicks
can
come
in
shit.
A
cheesy package? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I can fuck a boring nigga with a big dick, but if you like corny, I don't know.
Oh, I don't fuck some corny niggas with big old dicks. And I just be like, all right, don't talk after. let's just lay here.
Just take me.
Netflix, fuck.
Marry Barack because. Regal pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the stamp of approval. Plus, I would love to play stepmom to, like, you know what I mean?
Sasha.
You
would ruin those girls' lives.
Like, I just...
Right. Ruin.
I know, but, like, I saw one of them smoking weed, and I'd be like, listen, this is how you gotta get down, bitch. Underground parties. And then, you know, I would love to have a nice, like, an ex-wife encounter with Michelle, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. M. Nice to see
right,
you.
Right.
So you would...
Petty.
Then fuck Trey Songz. Are you allowed to answer this? Because you married. Who are you going to fuck, marry, kill? I mean, there's
it's the game. What do you mean?
I would kill Trey Songz.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure.
Jesus.
I would marry Barack. And
you would fuck Nick.
I would fuck Nick.
Yeah.
Okay. I could fuck with y'all on it. It's cute. I would fuck all of them in real life. Can I get all three at once? No, maybe that would be fun. I think they all would bring something different to the bedroom.
To the table. Seriously. No, seriously.
No, seriously.
How do you think Barack's sex is?
He probably be tearing her
You know
ass.
What? I feel like Barack, you know what? Because I done dealt with niggas who wear suits and shit. And they be,
I didn't tell when they
that wear suits and
suits
shit.
Suits and
you know
shit.
Niggas
That's
with
hilarious.
Jobs.
You know, right! You know niggas that wear ties, cufflinks.
I just say, they
a nigga with a job.
Right. I ain't gonna lie, I done had one, like, he wore suits to work, and so he used to go into the bathroom because his pants felt really good on his dick. So he would get little prints while I would sex him at work. So he would, like, show me his print through his pants. So I really like niggas who wear suits. So I feel like he would be nasty and kinky. So Barack, of course I would marry Barack. I would kill. Honestly, I know he a boss, but it's like that movie with Christina Milian, and then this diss to Eminem and claiming Eminem is in the KKK.
Yeah,
there's just a lot with Nick right now.
Wow, so that's so crazy. You just said Eminem's name. I just started a list of three white people for fuck, marry, kill.
It was Eminem.
Yes,
it was three white
Speaking
rappers.
Speaking of sexting, and you just did my first sexting encounter.
Well, we may have to. How did that go?
Oh, we didn't finish.
Do you okay.
Let's do one more round.
And then we'll get it. Well, yeah. Okay, and then of course
it was
I would
so
fuck Trey.
You gonna pull it up?
Oh, could you read it?
Yeah.
Could you read it?
No, because then I read it back like, who am I?
Yeah. So here's the thing.
We say crazy Wait, things. We're horny.
Did I ever send your messages too? Because so my our mutual friend, she used to date a guy who was in jail.
Oh, we talked about
Jesus.
And she didn't know how to write nasty to that nigga. So I used to.
You would do it?
I would, girl, that nigga was texting me back and didn't even know it was me. He thought it was her.
Like, oh, yeah. No.
Right? So, like, I would copy and paste, and she'd copy
so
and paste.
Good.
She, because he had a jail, like, he had a cell phone Baby. In jail.
Jackie,
so,
you talking about hunger? I read it. Fuck you.
So she would literally copy and paste what he would send back, and she'd be like, okay, what do I respond back? So I'm literally sitting here sexting her nigga. You remember that shit.
Now, thank God she didn't go too far, because he's going to be like, bitch, you want to peg me to fuck?
Right, okay.
She's a freak. I knew the limits, goddammit.
Okay, three
so
white rappers. You guys are going to be so pissed. First one.
Do I? Well, I know
Post
them.
Malone.
Machine Gun Kelly.
And Eminem.
I knew it.
Are these the only white people we know?
Fuck Machine rappers. Gun Kelly. Marry Post Malone. Kill Eminem.
Marry Post Malone?
He's cool.
No.
He has a gut.
Isn't he fucking...
He's cool.
What? No, do not call him slow.
Isn't he?
Marriage is... We're not thinking physical. We're thinking normal
Wait,
people.
Girl, that's mental,
no,
bitch.
You
if he's slow.
Think, you gotta think physical.
I mean, yeah, but I'm... We're,
when
fuck,
you say
marry,
fuck,
kill.
Okay, when you say fuck,
she
marry,
just
kill,
have an affair with the baby.
Is
that's
when you
why.
Just want to fuck a nigga once.
Yeah.
The marry is like, I'm gonna fuck you.
So
twice.
Who are you, killing?
Eminem.
Okay. So I would, kill Eminem as well. I would... Fuck Aunt, fuck the shit out of Machine Gun Kelly
right.
in real life. Ugh.
And you wouldn't marry Post Malone?
No, oh no, my bad. No, marry. I'm fuck and marry.
You can't do that.
Bro, okay, have you guys seen a picture of Post Malone?
Yes. He's ugly. I don't even want to fuck him. Okay, so
what is happening?
I'll fuck Post Malone, marry Machine Gun Kelly, and I'm only fucking Post Malone if he give me a check.
Is Eminem in the KKK? Why are we trying to kill this nigga? Is like that a real thing?
What?
Because like I need to kill Post Malone. He's ugly as fuck.
Exactly. No, I'll fuck him for a check.
Why do you keep saying for a check, bitch? This is a game. What?
This isn't fuck for a check. Marry for stability. Kill for
Oh my god.
Like no.
Bro, he's a fat, curly headed.
Calm down.
Fuck.
We're not gonna fat shame him. Here.
Hold
we
on.
We are about body positivity. Like, it's 2 years ago.
Damn, are we? Because this nigga is.
2 years ago, we were the same size. We kind of wore each other's jeans.
I was Post Malone.
2 years ago, I was Post Malone.
I'm Post Malone now. I'm on diet pill. Fuck.
I hate you.
Bro, okay. He has two tattoos under
his eyes.
The baby
Drake
eyes.
And Will Smith. Quite sad.
Oh. Bitch, I'm definitely marrying Will with Jada, cause we gonna fuck
together.
No, period. No, duh. And I've said that's my dream threesome couple.
Really?
Oh my god, yeah. Will and Jada, and
not
I know
Will.
Why
did
you say it so shockingly?
Because
who? Yeah,
I feel like that's most people's.
No, nah, bitch, no, Jada for sure. Jada's like
Will got,
Will
is
but
fine.
Will just
Will
seems is corny to me.
That's fine. I told you he ain't got to talk after. And I heard like they into
I'm taking Lisa Bonet and Jason Moe.
Well, that's yes. But I heard they into like some swinging nasty shit. So
I would take Tiana Taylor and her husband.
Ooh, okay. Oh, shit. Okay, that would be sexy.
That would be like okay, the best.
Why are we so horny?
And we know all these people. Sorry,
right.
T.
Who the fuck? Right. Sorry, Emma.
I would never do it without
people
you.
Like, I really wanted to learn about B. Simone. That's why I listened to this podcast. But these bitches are whores talking about fucking and killing niggas.
Tiana Taylor, bro. I just did a video with her and Wale. She was directing.
She's beautiful.
Is, her alive. Swag, the way she talks. Yeah. I'm like, I just love you.
We don't really hear many women, I think, that have that much depth to their voice and like
still
are
sexy.
Still sexy to us. You know what I'm saying?
And even her features are very, you know, some they're masculine. You know,
she's a little androgynous, but still
she's
sexy
beautiful.
As fuck.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
It's weird because it's like, I felt that so many times too. Like,
are you dying?
Can you not die before your Martin Lawrence tour or whatever?
What's happening? This is sparkling water.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into our vanilla shit segment, which will remain in 2020, unlike other segments we've done in the past, is our sex in the news. And I found this article that I really liked, and it's from the New York Post, and it says that nearly half of Americans claim they had the best sex of their life in 2019.
Really?
Yes. 44.
I did.
Me too. So that's what we're going to talk about it too, bitch. That's what I'm saying. So 44% of people rate 2019 as their best sex year for sex yet. The poll of 2,000 sexually active Americans also discovered nearly half, 47%, say that their sex was better in 2019 than any other year. It was a year for experimenting, as 1 in 6 Americans tried phone sex for the very first time, and a further 29% tried using a sex toy for the first time.
You didn't try
this. I didn't, but
look, you was close, bitch. They also say that results found from having anal sex for the very first time using handcuffs and blindfolds or having a sexy photo shoot, 38% of those surveyed became more adventurous with sex in 2019. I am going to sit here and say that that's because so many people listen to horrible decisions, but I'm not going to toot my own horn. Not what I mean. It says that 79% are happy with their sex lives. So I wanted to bring this up because I think that 2019 was a year where I think I've had the most threesomes I've ever had, but also because I was fucking 24/7. And I think in the beginning of the year, we don't fuck anymore, but in the beginning of 2019, I was just surprised at, even though we had been fucking for so long, how it kept getting better.
The
every
guy?
Time. Yeah.
That we talked about?
Yeah, you know, girl, and yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I loved that. Because I was living through you.
Girl, and it was, I had my first anal orgasm. We'll talk
He's
after
so
the show.
He's so fine. We talk about him.
But
ooh, Jesus, I used to live through her.
He gave me some of the best dick in my life. Also, one of my lovers. We went on a trip where we had like 3 threesomes together with like my friends, and it was the
I
most beautiful.
I am so not
setting.
Used to you saying lovers. I don't know when you started saying
what?
This. This is crazy. I know,
because he's my whole. Like,
no, no, no. This is very
hole.
Recent.
I like it though.
I love as far as niggas.
You
I have
would
sex
always
with.
Drag me for saying it.
Not lovers.
I always like, have said lovers, and you were like,
I don't have
lovers.
No,
so
they niggas. I call them my lovers.
I mean, I appreciate it. I think it's a way better word than my hoes.
I call them my hoe too. I'm about to drop merch that says I love all my hoes because I do love them niggas. Mm-hmm. But I would say that 2019, like I said, I talked about my anal orgasm that I had for the very first time this year.
Wow.
The threesomes. And also just, I think, being in tune with myself and the person that I was having sex with, literally coming every single fucking time. And we went three rounds every time we had
this
sex.
This is the person you cut off?
That I cut off, which is now why I'm miserable, because I haven't fucked since Jesus. October.
Wham, wham, wham.
Don't do that, bitch.
No. It's just because I'm looking at B. Simone, and I can only think of...
She know who it is, right?
Yeah.
That shit, oh, Lord.
I hate you. Shut up. He ain't worth goddamn. Anyway.
I mean, he's fine. I don't know the nigga. I'm just, bitch, I like to look at him.
So what about you? Best sex of your life? What?
Best sex of my life. Okay, so I've been married for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got married, I was 19. Or I was 20. So I've been with my husband since I was 19.
The same dick?
The same dick.
What a fucking...
So, I would say that this year was the best sex of our lives. And I think it's because I'm about to turn 30. So you know how you're supposed to get into your prime?
Right now, bitch. Shit. I just met you. Shit. I don't know if y'all can see what Megan looked like, but I was like, who the fuck is this?
And I always post her ass because her body is 100% natural. She's had that body literally since we were in sixth grade. Small waist, big hips, and booty. And I always post her. She's like, put it on your close friends. Stop exploiting my body. I'm married. My husband gonna kick your ass.
Say that.
I'm like, damn, what he look like? Y'all be having three ways and shit?
No.
No, okay.
Darn.
No three.
I'm afraid
of threesomes because I don't know what that will unlock for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So do you have any attraction to women at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that
I think sexuality is a spectrum. So,
girl, yeah. Look, you made for the show. We say that all the time.
I think it's a spectrum, but I am attracted to females in the sense of, like, I think they're beautiful. Yeah.
Threesomes are a sacred place, in my opinion. Like, I know a lot of people have them in frivolous ways. And I have had frivolous threesomes, but like...
What's frivolous again?
Like, just like, I met you in a bar. Blah, blah.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I think that when you have something very deep with a partner, I don't think, like you said, you don't know what it'll unlock for you. Like, I don't think you can have moments like that. Like, I really don't. There's two ways for it, right? You could have a frivolous threesome where it's like no names, no fluids exchanged, bop, done, you're out, right? Mm-hmm. Anonymous thing. Or when you do have a deeper connection with someone, sometimes it
is... Like, bring them in?
It is better to, like, have it feel more like a date and feel more like a chemistry or connection, even if they are going to just leave after. Mainly because you and your husband don't have sex like that, or you don't have sex with other people like that. So it's like, why are we going to do this super raunchy thing together if this ain't really our lane?
Right.
And it can be really hard. I've talked to a lot of people. So I was in a throuple, and I've talked about it on the show. And have a lot of threesomes. And I've always had people ask me, like, how is my first one supposed to go? And it's such a hard question.
The first threesome?
Yeah. Oh. With your partner. It's such a hard question because I meet people that literally would rather not know anything else about you, just fuck you and dip. And then other people that are like, nah, that feels dirty and slimy to me.
So it becomes
like,
more of a relationship.
Right.
Or like a friendship or...
Right.
So you've been with your partner for 10 years, and we're going to get into that for the horrible decision. But so how would you... gauge 2019 as the best sex?
I think because we've been through a lot in our marriage, and there was a
there was a
point in time where we weren't in a good spot and we weren't having sex, and I was like, oh, I'm not giving that nigga nothing. I'm not giving him this. You know, he don't deserve it, blah 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 blah, you know. And so I wouldn't have sex, and I'm not a sexual person. I like sex, but for me it is intimacy. Like, I love passion, and you know what I'm saying, that right. Like intimate stuff. And he
kissing
is a nigga,
you off,
so
right?
He's like he just, you got a fat ass mirror. You know what I'm saying? He's sexual, he's a man. And for me, I thought sex had to be romantic every time, and it isn't that way. Especially when you're married, it damn sure isn't that way.
It can't be romance every night.
But I wanted to go on a sexual journey this year and kind of see where I could go in the bedroom.
Nice.
And so we just start trying stuff.
Where you went?
We're still in the beginning phases.
We're still in the beginning phases.
But I do think that it's important to try stuff.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Up until you're not comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Like, honestly, trying things could be as easy as like saying something new in bed.
Yes. Yeah.
And it can totally revamp your sex life. Yeah. It's like just a fucking word, saying something new.
We found a good mix. Like, we found a good, because I love the romance. And so I would my new thing was I would buy lingerie every week. So I would buy lingerie.
How often do you think you guys fuck? Once a week?
No. I would like it to be at least 4 or 5 times, but in reality, it's probably like 2 or 3.
You guys fuck 2 or 3 times a week? That's a lot.
That's a lot after.
When you said no, I thought it was about to go down.
This year, it was that way. It hasn't always been that way, but this year.
Yo, that's amazing.
That's a lot. I think that's great. What about you? What,
2019 was my most sexual year of my life. Mm-hmm. In 2020, I have vowed I'm going to be celibate, and the next person I have sex with will be my boyfriend.
Girl, me too. I just was telling her this.
But Mandy lying, though.
I mean, no, unless they pay.
I mean, I've been celibate before.
I'm talking about the free sex. I'm not going, unless they're going to be my boyfriend.
I think the next person I get my body she to, means I want not to be charging. A committed relationship.
No, for those of you who cannot
give me $10,000.
For those of you who cannot see the YouTube right now, I am sitting next to Megan. Serious. Mandy's sitting next to be Simone. And Mandy just said for the free sex. And Megan tapped me and said, what is that? Like free love?
No.
I mean, in the space where I am looking for a partner, I'm not going to cut off my hoes. And my hoes look out. So me being with my hoes who look out, I ain't going to stop fucking them, but I don't
Mandy's
count them
the
either.
Freakiest person.
No,
I
I'm not. Girl,
you are not celibate to anybody for a boyfriend.
But I'm celibate. Because while I'm dating, they ain't going to know about my home.
So if sex worker said, I'm celibate, I only have sex for work, is that celibacy?
No. No, it's not.
You are. What if we going to come up with another word?
I'm going to be real
celibacy, okay? I'm going to add an R in
celibacy.
I'm going to be real
celibacy.
Y'all's minds.
I don't know. That was
okay, celibacy.
Now, you guys, a really exciting moment. We have a new segment that I toyed with the name. Y'all know I be in my improv classes. I toyed with the name on a recent episode, Hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
Yay. And we are going to serve you every week a new sex tip. Could be anal, your mouth, your nose, your ear, something really small like kissing, something to say in bed. Please feel free to submit your best sex tips to horribledecisions@gmail.com. We would love to have user submitted sex tips, see what we think. I'm kind of interested in seeing if guests, maybe each time we have a guest, they can come in and give their best tip they have.
Right.
So I'm interested in knowing. I don't think that, you know, just because maybe you haven't had as much of slutty experience as us.
I'm a very sexual person. I don't do as much pegging.
What do you think is your thing in bed that you've noticed men love about you?
Notice that men,
that's a tip that you could give.
I'm a talker.
Duh, we could have guessed that.
Yeah, bitch. I don't do all that. I know.
You put the voice
I'm definitely
on
not
in the
goofy in the bedroom. No, I don't do the beast of my tone. But I'm like,
it's funny because you. It's funny because you and Lex are like my two goofiest friends, and I'd be like, damn, y'all hoes so goofy. Do y'all really suck dick without laughing? Like y'all always got motherfucking jokes. I feel like y'all would look at the pee hole before you start sucking it. Like, hey, buddy, I'm coming. Like, I just
hey, buddy, I'm coming.
What is something that you say in bed that you think is super sexy? Or
like, I say stuff to let him dominate me. Like, do what you want to me. Or, you know.
Ooh, that is sexy as fuck.
Take it. Like, you know, like, I'll take it however
you want to do it. Do you tell people who you're not, like, if you're just casually having sex, do you tell niggas that this is your pussy or this is yours?
Yeah. I do.
Even when it's not.
For sure.
But in the moment, it is.
Bro, you and me. I love giving up ownership during sex. Oh my God, that shit turns me on. Yo, I've told my nigga.
Or fuck me how you want to.
Like, I was like, use my pussy till you come. Like, do whatever you want to me. And I was like, damn, I hope you don't fuck my ass.
But stay up here. Stay up here.
Do what you want.
You don't do anal?
At the top. At the top. Do what you want.
Anal is fun once a quarter. Also, make sure you do it like when you didn't drink coffee that morning. Like, you have to be ready for anal. Like,
it happened to me once and it was an accident.
I ain't gonna lie, I was supposed to have sex, but I didn't. But I told him, I was like, just so you know, there's only one hole available because my wisdom teeth were pulled. So, head is not really an option right now because I'm a size queen. And so, it's like, I'm not gonna be able to suck it. I can lick it like a cone, but I can't really suck it. And then I ate some shit that day, Mexican and coffee. And I shat that morning. So I was like, if I shat that morning, you ain't going to put your little dick in there, then it's going to be messy.
Oh, Jesus.
So I was like, I only have one hole out of the three available, as long as you don't mind. That's okay.
But I normally be super, super sexy in the moment. Like, I'm not, like, talking about sex and stuff, I get weird.
But in texting, you did fine, though.
I did so good. I don't like sexting.
Were you drunk?
I don't like dick. No. Okay. I was sober. I don't like dick pics, but he brought it out of me, and I was like, this is the first time where I'm like.
It was literally in the middle of the day.
Oh, during lunch, you say?
What were you doing? Set the scene.
So the first time, this is how it started. I need to get off live. Bye, guys.
So the first time that you and this guy started sexting.
Okay, so this is how it started. I'm like, I'm a very black and white person. I like black and white.
So are we.
White.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're black and white,
but
too.
But this is what I'm saying. Fucker. I was like, I like, you know, black and white. Like, I'm the type of person that's like, yes or no. Don't tell me maybe. Because when you say maybe, in my mind, that's already a yes.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too. So I'd rather you say no than say yes later. I'm like, oh, yay. I was pissed. Now I'm happy. Don't say maybe. Because in my mind, maybe means yes. So yes or no, up or down, left or right. So I was texting him. And he was like, oh, okay, I got it. He was like, in or out. I was like. And it wasn't awkward. It didn't, like, turn me off. It wasn't sexual. I was like, in. And he was like, okay, hard or soft? I was like, hard. And I was like, oh, I like this.
He
and
just randomly said in or out?
In or out.
Ooh, let me text somebody that.
That is hot. That is kind of hot.
But I'm saying, I was expressing to him that I'm a black and white person.
So he's giving you.
So then he was like, okay, black and white, up or down, left or right. I get it. Like, be very upfront and forward with you. He was like, well, I have another question. I was like, yeah. He was like, in or out. And that started it. Then he was like, hard or soft. He was like, front or back. And then I got excited. I was like, my turn.
Ooh. Yeah, what you wrote at?
I think I said, like, I don't know, something sexy, like top or, you know, on top or on bottom or outside or inside or, you know, like.
This is a fun game.
It was fun.
I just texted two niggas in or out. Let's see what happens.
They're gonna be like, what?
I already know my nigga gonna be like, we eating in tonight, bitch. I told you.
I told you, no more takeout. The fuck? No, but it just went on. We sexted for 4 hours. I did my makeup.
God damn. I went
to the club. I was in the club like.
Did you notice your pussy being wet while you were sexting?
In the club.
Did you feel the butterfly thing happen where it like gets
throbbing?
That is the best fucking feeling.
That shit is ready to burst, bitch.
I never met him. You had never been in
Oh, you love that
person. Yeah.
That's the best.
Dang. So we sexed it for a long time.
And did you guys ever end up having sex?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, all right.
Now, I'm curious to know. I've taken you as somebody like, not prude at all, but like semi-conservative.
Sexually awkward.
But I'm curious to know.
I've tried to find the balance between who I really, my goofy, childish self and being like, a sexy adult.
So I'll say with you.
How old are you?
I'll be 30 in April.
What?
But I think I found that recently.
But I'm interested in knowing though. You're a pleaser. You said that you agree, right? About like you are semi-conservative.
Yeah.
How do you think that you were able to navigate a conversation like that with someone you've never met? Do you think that's why you were able to do it? Because maybe you've never met him?
No, I think I don't like, I've never sexted in my life until him. If somebody ever did that, I'd be like, what are you talking about? Stop. Like, it turned me off. Even dick pics, I'm like, I'd rather see titties. But with him, I don't know why the connection was like that. Maybe because we talked for so long before it was like any intimacy, so he had my mind already. I don't know. I just really liked him. And when he did it, it wasn't awkward at all. But I jumped right into it. Like, it turned me on.
Right.
It wasn't like, ugh, nigga, like, ugh.
You think other people haven't been as smooth about it?
Maybe.
In and out.
We,
I mean, that ain't
we could, but we could,
in
we
and say, out.
The first FaceTime was for hours. We talked about so much intellectual, deep stuff before we even got to that sexing.
Oh, sapiosexual bitch.
Yeah, you know, play with my mind.
Yeah, that's why I used to tell stories while you were fucking. I'm just saying, I think you're a
pleasant
story.
Can you not bring that up?
No,
I actually was really hoping you would.
I was forced.
Lord Father God, please tell that story.
I am
a pleaser.
You are.
Like,
and that's
why
you were willing to go that extra.
It was
extra
so stupid.
Now that you just said one of your your hors d'oeuvre for us was do what you want with me. And that nigga said, tell me a story, bitch. You think you're funny?
Did I talk about that?
If you guys want to listen to what we're talking about, go back to episode 6.
I can't believe I talked about that. So fucking stupid. He's like, then what? I'm like, once upon a time. I'm literally like driving to his house like, what's the story going to be today? I'm all out of stories. Like, he used to want me to tell stories during sex.
Hold on, wait. Oh, yes. My God. Dude, after you left, that's what... Okay, this was So I met someone that liked that same shit. What did I call
but
the old Hamptons
to hear
guy?
About other people having sex with me.
Like, yes,
which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, who was okay, the old Hamptons guy that I fucked? The one. What did I call him?
Elder.
Is he gay?
No, he just. I think he liked to fantasize about a girl. Like getting, he would probably want to see me have
it's
sex
a cuckold thing.
Yeah, like a
that's so weird,
bruh. So met an so old weird. White dude, takes me to the Hamptons. We have a fun time, whatever. While he was, oh, I called him Sick Nipple Fuck. That's right, that was his name, Sick Nipple Fuck.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what you were.
So to make this very quick, basically, he only could come with his nipples being touched, but so much arousal from the nipples that when I turned around to get fucked from the back, he's like, "That doesn't work for me, and my nipples have to be."
He said that in the middle of sex.
Yes, he did. He's like, he didn't say my nipples have to be.
He couldn't.
He just said, "Oh, I don't like that position because there's no." And then he took his hands and waved them over his chest and put stimulation. I was like, "Wow, okay." Literally, it was like I had to turn. It was like if I took my hands off the knob, it would come apart. That's how much he needed his nipples touch. Wow. Long story short, I wanted him to come, and I was like, "Tell me what you want."
Yeah, please.
He's like, "Tell me the last guy you fucked."
Yep.
And I was like, yep. "Yo,
what is
so,
that?"
So it's weird because the guys that I talk to, all my hoes, all of my hoes are very the same in that matter, where they're like, "I want to see you suck dick," or "I want to see you get fucked." So they want me to send them videos of me fucking someone else all the time, or they're like, "Are you fucking anyone coming up? Like, let me watch." They're really,
Jesus.
All of my hoes, they really like,
what
so,
is
it's really
this
weird.
This is a step
know.
Into an increased tier on OnlyFans. You need to make a close friends tab for these niggas.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, charge them for it, dog. Like, I wasn't gonna say someone's name. Is it Vinny? No, it's actually not Vinny. A few of my gay friends, right, they'll meet niggas on Grindr, they'll add them to their close friends thing and post, like, their dicks or, like, sexual shit on there. Bitch, you need to fucking get paid
friends,
off your close friends.
My friends
wow.
in the industry.
To be my close friend.
Well, my friends in the industry have finstas, so they're fake Instagrams, and they're literally just people that they know to follow, but they don't put their face on there, and that's what they do. They post, like,
sex stuff.
Yes, and it's people, like, in the industry.
Too
it's crazy.
Much.
Yeah,
no.
I'll tell you who, and tell I'll show me, you the finsta. I'll tell you. Because he lives in Atlanta, so he was showing me. Yeah, I'll show you. Anyway.
Do I know him?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
We're going to get into this week's horrible decision, and it wouldn't be right unless it was, "You're my boyfriend." So we made the horrible decision this because you are listening to four women mm-hmm. who are in different spaces in their love lives. Mm-hmm. And so with what I've seen you do over the goddamn last 10 years, yeah. just you're really big with manifesting everything that you've gotten.
For real.
I think even with horrible decisions, where we are now, we had no idea where this would take us. But with you, from the very first day I met you, everything from a beauty line and being in beauty, mm-hmm. from your music to
and
your
I
comedy.
Say, before you get to me, I'm so proud of y'all.
Thank you.
And I really respect what you do as
thank
women.
You.
Yeah, seriously,
you.
Like
no, seriously,
I would never be on this with a banana in my mouth. That's not me. But because it's you and y'all do that and live in your truth, I respect that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Because there's so
thank
many you. People that are just not who they are. Y'all aren't hurting anybody. You're not bashing anyone. You're being yourself and being sexually open and honest. And I think that is perfectly fine to do in life as long as you're not hurting yourself or anyone
oh,
else.
Thank
so
you.
I,
really,
sweet. I really respect that.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Yes,
B.
I think y'all
thank
are real. You. Y'all are honest, open sexually, and I love it.
We are wide the
never.
Fuck open.
She said, I could never.
I could never. Yeah, no, but I love that.
I could never
y'all.
Do the slutty thing you guys do, but
yes!
Great job, you guys.
No, I think it's dope that you're honest and you know who you are and you're like, this is me, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I love that.
But I think that you're pretty much that way. Just not
yeah.
And you,
yeah.
And that's, so when we were when me and Megan were talking outside and when I was thinking of what we would talk about this episode, it did have a lot to do. We went out to dinner last night, and so we were with Jonathan, Sin, Maul. We went after, and we had a great dinner. But we were talking a lot about love, relationships, and a lot of us were single at the table or just out of relationships mm-hmm. aside from you. And you were giving a lot of relationship advice. And even with you and I, we've been talking about
manifesting.
Not only what we want in our career, but what we want from love
yeah.
or with a partner.
Yeah.
So during this part of the episode, I think that this will really sit to maybe every listener, because we have someone who's married. We have someone who's on the teeter of being in a relationship, but not really sure what it is, but wants to be there.
Do you believe in monogamy?
I didn't say I want to be there.
No,
you're kind of, maybe not wanting to be there, but
no, I didn't say that.
But it's happening, even if you don't want. Because
I don't.
You don't.
You don't
want to be in a relationship.
I'm in a relationship with a boyfriend who's not my boyfriend, and I don't want a boyfriend. Mm. I feel like it's not for me.
Oh, you don't want monogamy.
Well, we both don't have an. I mean, we sleep with people together. We sleep with people separate. But it's like it's very obvious that it's trending towards a relationship. We're intertwining our lives, wow. families. We're going on our fourth vacation together. Wow. Like, so it's a lot, and he's amazing. But I said on a Patreon episode, like, he's becoming my best friend, and that shit is very scary. And no, ooh. I don't want a boyfriend.
Yeah, and where you're at is. You, like you said, in 2020, you're about to be celibate because the next person you have sex with,
I want to be in a relationship.
You want to be in a relationship with.
I want to manifest that.
And I'm also, I guess, on the same line as you, not so much into monogamy, but I am actually looking for someone who's my partner. And I'm actually looking for someone who could be my partner and best friend. And so that's something that I'm manifesting to where even because I finally cut off that tie where I think for the last 3 years, our guest, Wheezy, my friends have all said that 24/7 was keeping me from that because he was someone I just fell back on because I was comfortable with him, even though I didn't want to be with him. And so cutting him off now and not even being able to have casual sex because I literally can't get out of my own fucking head about it. I know that the next person, hopefully that I have sex with for free. No, I'm just playing. But the next person that I have sex with is someone that I've already made my boyfriend or we're so much involved that that's where it's going. And it's something that I've been very open with even when dating. So I am dating now, which is the fucking ghetto. take me out, bitch. Take me back to the burbs, bitch. Put me back to the burbs.
Because
these projects, baby. God damn.
Yeah.
But I am dating now and I'm noticing that I'm saying it exactly up front, and which is why PhD fell off because he was in the space where he was telling me, listen, I just got out of a 7-year relationship. I don't want to rush into a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't even want the idea of being hurt 6 months down the line.
So I'm investing myself. He's telling you
and
what,
you tell me,
he already told you
7 years is a long time. How long has he been single?
And it wasn't good. He's been single for about a year and a half now.
Gotcha.
But
who's PhD?
PhD is the nigga I sent you the picture of.
Oh.
I know, cut him off already.
Sound like me.
But yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, when you have it, like, what's happening to me right now is crazy. And I just said I want to fuck another nigga just because I'm like, this is what I wanted, and it's here, and now I'm scared.
Don't do that, Wheezy.
I'm freaking out, bro.
What's scaring you?
It's just too perfect. We're too compatible. We fucking...
You love him.
No, I didn't say that.
You do.
Ooh, no, she I didn't
does.
Say that.
You, she does.
Benson, cut the fucking camera.
No, she does.
I know.
She
got
red in the face.
She's scared to admit it.
Yeah, she got red in the face.
Shut up.
I love that.
She's a little air about it.
No, it's crazy because, like, I don't want this at all.
Why, though?
I just want to live my life.
But
I wanna...
it's the fear of getting hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It really is.
I just haven't been with someone that I... If I could paint a picture of, like, aesthetically what they look like and just, like, we'd be on the same energy. Like, that shit is wild shit.
It is.
And
it is.
And I just... That's why I said the best friend thing is freaking me out. Yeah. We talk shit together. Like, I can't...
Like
handle.
The homie, the lover, the friend.
God damn it, that nigga hears me! it's funny because...
Y'all are in love.
No, it's funny because what y'all are saying is that's something hilarious. That I'm actually going to bring up in therapy. I realize now with dating, that's my fear of dating and hopping into a relationship is that when you're single and you're dating, you're vulnerable to pain. And so I've talked about on this relationship how I have dealt with married men or taken men or men who are technically not emotionally available. And to me... And this is my fucked up way of thinking. I know that I can go in there and I'm not being hurt because I can put up the wall because I know exactly what it is.
You know what? You make it up in your mind before you start.
You know. And so now that I'm in this dating space where everything is up in the air, I want to know if this person is telling me the truth or telling me.
You care.
You know, is he telling me what I want to hear just so that he can get to the next step before he, you know? And so, and of course, when I'm dealing with someone who's married or I'm not trying to become anything more to them than what we are, it's just free flowing. It is what it is. You take it or you leave it and it's cool. But in terms of dating and being single now, it's just like, I'm opening myself to you hurting me. And I like to be in control of my feelings. I hate when someone can
control
affect my
your
mood,
day,
my day. And when
your
you're dating
thoughts,
and you love someone and there's emotions involved, that person innately has control of how you move during the day. And right now, Weezy and I are on tour.
I don't believe in that.
So you're married.
I don't believe in that. I believe that you give power to what you want to give power to. Mm. Right? So like if you hurt me, I allowed that to hurt me. Like you did things to cause me to feel a certain way, but ultimately, like, I have control over my feelings.
We have that much control.
See, I do. I'm going to be real with you.
I do, because there are certain people that can say things to me,
but
and
love
I would be like,
different.
I don't give a fuck. You have to, if my husband says something to me, I would be like, yo. Like, because I put him in a certain position in my life.
But right, but you know how are you saying? Supposed to find love if you're not opening yourself to it? If you open yourself to love, you open yourself to pain. That's the risk you take.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm saying I don't think
that. But you're never
going to
get be in love and not be in pain.
I agree with that.
Period. I believe that.
That's never going to happen. She told me yesterday.
I just don't think you
she
can.
She said, I can't wait to find my husband. She said, when you find your husband, that is going to be the person that hurts you
the most.
Oh.
And it's because you put him on that pedestal and love him so much that
you give him access to you that nobody else has.
That no one else in the world has.
That you and so I think
whether
that,
it's intentional or it could still be a healthy relationship.
I'm not gonna lie, I fear that like hell. And you know me and Jordan. Yep. And that nigga, I cried.
I feel like after that.
Oh, I know. I haven't really.
She's like, I haven't been the same.
Yeah. No. And that was someone who, like, over years, and even his family,
you
I still
loved
talk,
him so much.
Girl,
yeah.
It's disgusting. And we literally just saw each other when I was in Atlanta. And I was
it's
like,
crazy.
Why
I could see him walking down the street and I probably wouldn't remember what he looks like. You got to show me a picture
of
him. Yeah.
But even with that, like, the control, like, to where we would be yelling and arguing, and then I would feel guilty for wanting to still talk to him again. And, like, the emotions that I felt dealing with that nigga, I
don't want
to
feel.
You see, this
again.
Is why we can again. Never pass judgment. I have to, I keep. This fucking shit is really on my mind about that wild ass video. Like,
wait, what video?
With the J.R. Smith thing. I just keep thinking about it because there's like a lot of judgment to unpack there. Yes, it was crazy, but you were saying, like, I feel guilty for talking to him. Someone treated you away, you keep talking to them. We could all sit on this podcast and say, I would never let that happen. But
you don't know.
When you, you
no,
just
you don't
really
know.
Don't know.
You don't
know. No one is above anything.
There's a million
things
you that I would never do that
I've done. When you open your heart to somebody, like, niggas make you act nuts.
So you think her praying like that was, like, wild?
Yeah,
on
I
social
do.
Media, absolutely.
I thought that was insane.
I think putting it on social media was wild.
That's the wild.
But
part.
I don't
thought
think what
praying.
She did.
No, you can pray.
I thought what she did was something that was courageous in the sense of social media. People be putting some bullshit out about their relationships.
Absolutely, and we talked
bullshit.
About this on the Patreon episode.
Fuck this nigga. Look at showing text Chaos. Messages, showing. You know what I'm saying? Screenshots
so
of shit.
Why is it bad to do the right thing and the opposite of that?
Why was the right thing praying on Instagram, though?
But that's what I'm
but
saying.
But that's what I'm saying. What's the...
I
what's
don't
the,
think it should have been on social media.
None of it should be on social media.
For niggas I've hated.
So I've had two
God
feelings about
him,
this. If you publicly cheat on me, you open the gates for me to publicly address it. That's why I don't like that people are shitting on her for saying, like, she shouldn't have did it. But at the same time, I'm also that person because I'm like... That's fucking nuts. 10 minutes of crying on Instagram.
Crying,
because
yeah,
to me was too much. Now, I think there's like, just honestly, taste levels. Like, my taste ain't to cry and scream. And then I also felt like, it felt like a backwards prayer. Like, you want to heal her heart, but then also like, have mercy. I don't know what's going to happen to you because what you did to God's daughter. It was like,
I don't want to get too much into this because we literally spent like 10 or 15 minutes talking about it on our Patreon episode this week. But I do want to ask you guys, in the realm of dating, so Be Simone, I'm going to ask you, what should we as women do to manifest what we want out of a man? And I do want to switch it to you because now that you have a husband, was that manifested? So I want to ask you what you're doing now.
I will say what I'm trying to do. I'm just now starting this journey. 2019, I felt like, I kept meeting guys who were bachelors, and but last year I was the most sexual I've ever been. I was open. I'm like, oh, he's a bachelor. He doesn't want to be committed. But you're acting like a bachelor. Bitch, you're attracting bachelors. Mm-hmm. Like you want a husband. Act like a wife. You can't be out here dating and fucking, and you're acting like a bachelor. Of course you're attracting men that I feel. No, I agree. No.
Finish. I'm
the listening. Way you act. How am I saying? I would meet a guy. Dang, he dating so many girls. You're dating so many guys. What's the problem? You're attracting people that are acting just
like
you.
But B, are you not supposed to... So, like, let's say... Now, I don't know about what you mean by acting, but...
Right.
Should I not be casually dating and enjoying my life until I meet somebody?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I was really acting like a bachelor.
No way.
Not seriously dating, having sex with whoever I wanted to have sex with, just kicking it.
But that's not
what I wanted.
But tell me that this is one thing, though. This is what I'm interested in knowing. And I actually am curious and picking your brain about that. I have a friend of mine, married for a long time, mm-hmm. and whenever I get with her, she gets fucking wild. Okay. And I'm like, okay. She's not even like this, right?
Okay.
I feel like it's because she didn't get that out.
Right.
If you don't...
That's what I feel like 2019 was for me. I got it out.
You have to. But just because you're doing those things, I don't think that doesn't mean they're not putting you in the way of love. I think that you could find love and not be ready for it if you didn't have shit like that happen to you.
I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
But I feel like what I'm trying now is to change my mindset to not just kicking it, because that's not what I want. Same. I don't want to just kick it.
Yeah, that's true.
So now my mindset is, okay, you want a boyfriend. You want a husband. Take a step back and really date. Try to get to know people. Try to see who you're dating. Not just physical. Oh, girl, he's so fine. Fuck it. I'm going to fuck him tonight. No.
Right.
We want a husband. Let's slow down. We don't just want to have fun anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, okay, let me be celibate. Be still. Learn, do I really like this nigga or do I like his lifestyle?
Right.
Do I really like this nigga? There was a guy, I was like, oh, I like him so much. She was like, you don't like him. You like the lifestyle.
You like the idea.
The idea of him. Like that he has money. You like that you could party with him. You like that. You don't like him.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck, you're right. So it's like, wait and get to know somebody because I'm now looking for a husband. I'm not looking for fun. So if I'm not looking for fun, I can't run around in the nightlife acting like a bachelor.
Right.
That's not what I want.
Is this
so I'm really trying to manifest a husband. So I think I want a relationship.
Same.
So I'm going to sit still until I feel like...
Can I like a nigga first? What about you? Did you manifest before you got into your marriage or even before you guys were dating? Was that something you manifested?
I met my husband when I was 19. So, wild story. I went to Bible college. I went to Bible college. I lost my virginity when I was 16 on my stepmother's couch mm-hmm. with a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
It was very awkward.
Dang, we all had that.
His mom's couch.
So I had sex. At 16. And was sexually active until I went into Bible college, and I decided I wasn't gonna have sex anymore. And I said, the next person I have sex with is gonna be my husband. Mm. And the next person I had sex with was my husband. Mm-hmm.
That's that man.
So you waited until?
Till we got married? No.
I didn't mean it to be petty.
Because when you said Bible college, I was like,
I definitely had sex with my husband. I think it was the first night we
went on a date. That's dope as fuck.
But I said the person that I have sex with next
you said it. You
is going
it.
To be
you
my husband.
It. Yeah.
Do you
and
know-
whatever reason, I felt comfortable in that moment having sex with him, and we've been married for 10 years.
Yeah. I love that you actually brought that up because that was one of my questions. I put, does sex complicate dating? Should you have sex with someone to gauge the compatibility first? Mm-hmm. Or hold off. And we were talking about that. I was like, well, what if you marry someone and the dick is whack? Yeah. She's like, well, then we break up. And I'm like, well,
but see, you have always said over the years, which is why I was really surprised and when you said, like you next person sex. I fuck has to be my boyfriend. Because you've always said, I don't want to waste time.
But in this case, like to me, I believe in that manifesting, but I am still big on this person still meeting my sexual qualifications.
And I feel like that can be learned.
I think it's a journey. It's a journey.
It is.
And you have to figure out what you both like. Like me and my husband, I met him at 19. I didn't know what the hell I was doing at 19.
Right.
Do you remember the first time you had sex?
Right.
To now?
Right.
You had no fucking clue what you were doing.
I suck way better dick.
Zero.
I just want to say that.
At 19?
No, right now.
Oh, I was like damn.
I ain't gonna lie. So I this is how lame my life's been. I've started talking to a nigga that I fucked a decade ago. And so we're talking about our sex life a decade ago. And he's like, you were such a freak. You gave, like, and we're talking like we just had sex yesterday. And it literally has been about 10 years. And I'm just like, nigga, do you know what I like?
What I'm capable of?
Yeah, God damn,
Jesus!
Like this shit about to be crazy.
Yeah.
But also it's funny because I used to refer to him as the biggest dick in the world, and I'm like, I wonder if you're still that because I've had a lot since you.
Feelings too. They be making you think. Have you ever like fucked somebody when you're in it and it's amazing, and then you fuck him again, you're like, this is trash.
Yeah. What I was doing.
This is not how I remember it.
So the last question that I wanted to have, and I want everyone to kind of maybe give one to two things that they thought was wrong in manifesting love or a relationship or what you want out of a partner, in this realm of dating, outside of being a bachelor, what are we doing wrong?
I feel
is there a way to look at yourself and see, damn, where am I fucking up that I haven't landed who I'm looking for yet?
Two things.
Or what I want. Yes.
I have two things. One, I'm looking. Sit still. Focus on you. And the second thing, which kind of coincides with that, get yourself together. You have all these requirements. You want this, you want this, you want this. Half of the shit you want, you not even providing. I need a man that's mentally stable. That bitch, you're not mentally stable. You're fucking crazy. You need to go to therapy.
Right.
No, we all
seriously. We were talking about my best friend. We have these talks all the time. We are just traumatized people, hurting people. Yeah. I have so much stuff under the rug I haven't dealt with, from my mom to my stepmom. I'm about to be 30. Fix that first before you even try to come with the man. And now you going off on him for something your stepmom did when you was eight.
Right.
You still got to deal with family stuff for you even try to be equally yoked with the man.
People really project their PTSD into relationships, and it's scary. I've been that person before. You know what I mean? And I've been to a lot of therapy, and I've definitely watched myself do it. Yeah. I've seen a nigga walk outside, and I'd be like, so you want to fuck a bitch? Because the last nigga fucked a bitch on me.
Right.
And it's like, you do have to heal.
You have to heal.
I think the biggest thing, too, is making sure that there's some space in between. Like, I'm a serial dater, right? I do it in a very social way. I love the apps. I love stuff like that. Yep. But if I meet someone that is great, maybe they're not super amazing, I'm like, oh my God, yes, this is it. I can work with it. Yeah, he's a little cheesy, but like, no, we fucking is good. Like, no, like, definitely let that time and space heal. Also, know and understand that not every person you fuck, don't put too much pressure on yourself, has to be the last one.
I really had an itch.
It doesn't have to be the last one. There can be people placed in your lives for a season, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It is okay to just enjoy an experience with someone, and it can end.
Yeah.
I think there's way too much pressure, and it's mainly from other people, like either the energy of wishing bad or saying something's going to end or saying, oh, well, this is for right now.
Yeah.
Like, fuck them motherfuckers, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't like to talk like that about people and their shit. But I think also the fear of letting something end is really what holds us all back.
Yeah. I think that you have to determine what you really want. Like, honestly, ask yourself, Do I really want to be a girlfriend? Would I rather have my career? Would I rather be in an open relationship and never get married? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ask yourself what you really want, and don't think that you have to be confined to whatever society says you have to be.
Yeah,
oh, you have to be married by 30. You have to have kids by 35, or it. But that's not what you want. That's not what you want.
You don't have to do shit.
Stop chasing something that you weren't meant to be, or that you don't want.
From people. It's like societal. Like, it's your friends. People feel alone when their friends are together. Yep, like, I mean, the reason I just said, no, I don't want that, a boyfriend, is because I think there's a lot of weight in the term boyfriend. I have someone that is becoming my best friend, is my lover. I care about a lot. I've called a partner.
You love.
Whatever, bitch. But she's boyfriend, like, I think, takes it to this committal, scary.
Now it's like all these requirements.
It ruins it.
My boyfriend. Why did you?
I don't like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but if you guys are having an open conversation and you set your expectations early, like, what does that look like to you? Right? So, like, what is love looks differently for all of us.
Yeah.
And I think you have to have that conversation. Like, I'm feeling you. We have this energy. We have this vibe. And I feel like I want to be committed to you in some way, but what does that look like for us?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, defining your relationship.
What type of commitment
to you?
I think it's like everything. I'm appreciating that the boundaries conversation is happening, but I think what's also kind of scary about what happened is we both just thought we were going to fuck.
Right.
And nigga, that's the worst.
So,
right.
Because when you start something up, when it's like a real, like I talked about Jeeves, like, oh yes, I'm looking for someone too. This is great. We're compatible. Let's take things slow. When you just fuck a motherfucker and then it grows, it's like, ugh,
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
It's funny because that was actually going to be my exact thing that I felt like I've done wrong.
Right.
In terms of what I want now, I'm being a lot more vocal up front with what I want because I feel like why I've been in the situationships or relationships, whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. that I've been over the last decade is because I've done just that. I started where we just fucked and then now we're fucking this 2 years later, 3 years later, 7 years later. And emotions have attached and I'd never really said what I wanted or expected out of you. And now we're just going with the flow. And now when there's any conversation about, well, I want to elevate this,
it's like, then we've been doing this seven years. What's the problem?
Well, what the fuck? You've been fine with what we've been doing. Why do you want something new now? And it is the fact that you do grow, you do change, you do want more out of somebody as the time goes on. And this isn't necessarily at all with 24/7, but with Jordan and Q and the other guys that have been in my life to where it started off as just fucking. Yeah. And I thought I was okay with just fucking. And
until
then
I liked you.
Until I like you. And now I'm stuck and it probably isn't going to go where I want it to go because I left it there for so long.
Right.
Yeah.
And so to me now, that's where even when I'm talking to guys, I said, I won't do that again.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a situationship. I don't want to literally
be vocal up front. The older you get, the more honest you can get.
And it's just
first
like, nigga,
I want a husband.
And if you if you don't want that, then
like
guess
seriously,
what?
People think that's scary. Like, why would you talk about marriage on the first date?
Why not?
The second date, if you don't ever want to get married,
what's the point? Fine. It's you're wasting my time.
I'm gonna be honest. I do think that the first date. Like, yes, maybe expectations should be set, but I also think that you can block your blessings by being like, well, I need the da-da-da-da-da-da.
For sure.
But I think that being communicative about what you are looking for, you have to.
I'm doing that shit up.
People put it on there. If you can go on a dating app and see that people say no hookups, you can be in person and say, I'm not looking for that either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Matter of fact, to be honest with you, the dude that I'm talking about now, Brooklyn Bay, Old Bay, whatever. I changed his name up. But
how long have y'all been dealing with each other?
So I met him in January and we stopped talking. We fucked in the summertime and it's been going strong ever since. He said to me recently, I was like, why didn't we like keep it going or whatever? And he was like, you were looking for something I couldn't give you, I think. Wow. And he said that to me and I was like, how did you know that? And he was like, because you told me that. And he was like, on our second date, he was like, you were looking for something. And I was like, I don't really know.
What was it that it was, you said?
Well, I remember.
Yeah, I remember too.
I don't know if I said it. So I was dating a girl at the time.
Yeah.
Oh. And I wanted a partner in our throuple. And I found one.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out with that with them. I mean, fine breakup. It wasn't like, fuck you, nigga. Da-da-da. I was just like, okay, this isn't working. But that was what happened. And he was
didn't
like,
want to do that. Yeah.
He was like, I couldn't handle that. And he was like, I couldn't be what you were looking for. And he
but
was
that's
like,
the thing. I think we need to be okay with the response that we get from people.
Of course. And so I think, you expect it.
And I think that it's something that a lot of women do, but something that I've done is where, that's why PhD is out the picture. They would tell me where they were, and I was like, acting like I was okay with it, hoping that down
thinking
the line they would change.
Him.
And that's where I think a lot of us go wrong, where
they
told you from the goddamn start.
Yeah.
So now I'm telling you from the start, and if that's something that you can't give me, well then, all right, well, I'm going to let you go. You go have your casual sex with whoever you're fucking.
Yeah. But that's, and I don't love you yet. I don't like you yet.
And
so
I can
it's
just,
easy
and I can,
to cut
I can
that
ghost
tie.
You and cancel you, and that's it, and I'm fine. And there's so many options out here. I feel like we do like see someone and automatically we're like, oh my God, this could be my husband.
One.
Oh my God, this is the one for me. I have to make it work. When in reality, if he's not aligning or she's not aligning with really where you're at, it's okay to be like, well, let's revisit this maybe when we get on the same page.
Yeah,
don't lose my number. Hit me up when you're looking. Right. Or just like being okay with just walking away.
Walking away.
It's
you have
okay
to be okay with walking away. And I think that you have to be okay with you first. Like you have to truly love you first 100%. And make yourself happy, because then your happiness isn't dependent on somebody else.
Girl, you talk like me, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
seriously. Like,
I mean, but it's so, I'm going to be honest, there is a lot of weight in that, because there are happy people that get happy with someone else and they lose themselves and they're fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
like,
agree with that too.
I mean, that is the hardest part.
Wait, explain yours.
So like, I think that a lot of people say that you have to be happy with yourself. You have to be happy with yourself. I know plenty of great women that are confident, happy, get in a relationship, and you can lose yourself. And I think that when that happens, you really start to depend on that person. You intertwine your lives. So it's like, now you're sharing your happiness.
Yeah.
And then when that piece is gone, you're fucked.
So that's why there's a lot of times where, like, you read something like that. You got to be happy with you. You can't depend on a man. True, but I'm being dead ass. I know amazing people that have been fucked over by heartbreak, and they completely lose themselves. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of maintenance that you have to do in the middle of your relationship.
No, it has to be a constant.
Girl, like, time is a serious thing. Friend time, vacation, things without each other, because if you don't learn to have that, you're fucked. Matter of fact, to be real with you, this New Year's, right? So he's going to Europe. I'm going to Mexico. First thing out of our mouths, like, okay, well, let's just do Mexico together. And it was like, eh, let me go be with my friends. You be with your friends. Yeah. We'll do our little thing. And it was like literally something I know we both suggested, because it was like, fuck, this is how we're treating everything. Thanksgiving, Christmas, every fucking thing, birthday. Mm-hmm. How much can we do? This is when it gets too codependent.
Still have your own life.
Yes. And I
feel like when you're dating, you should. I feel like you should be, there are days that you shouldn't be available. Mm-hmm. He knows every Thursday, I'm not available. That's the time I go out with my girls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every other Saturday, I'm not available.
I like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have some type of consistency and schedule about your life.
Right.
So that way you do have that girl time. You do have that every Wednesday is the night I read a book.
Because nobody wants someone, I don't care if you already have them.
That has no friends. Right. That is weird. And I've seen relationships like that where they're so codependent on each other.
Work, and your friend's like, nah, bitch, I ain't talked to you in 6 years.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Where you been?
Bro, that's the worst. I would like to apologize to any friend I've done that to, like in the past. I mean, not recently, but like some years ago.
Yeah.
You fuck it up.
You know, I done involved y'all with all of and bring that nigga out. I do, before we get out of here, want to get to our home mail real quick, because we done went over. And in 2020, y'all still getting our episodes, goddammit. Anyways, ladies, how do y'all find these men? So while we're talking about dating, this listener said, hi, I'm 25 and getting back into the dating world after being in a 2.5 year relationship. I'm involved with a few guys who are really cool and that I've been very upfront about what I wanted from them, which is sex. And things with them have been pretty well. My issue with them and other guys is that I'm still not finding men who are willing to explore sexually like I am. Hmm. The guys are either acting like they want a relationship, which I know they don't want that from me, and I already told them I don't want that, and it's a turnoff. And they even act like they're not really interested in threesomes. Like, they're low-key possessive. I'm ready to level up from vanilla sex. How do you find men who are open to trying different things sexually? Mm. Is it age? Do they just not want that from me? Should I try someone of a different race? I'm black, by the way, and I don't want to think race plays a part, but I know there are stigmas of on certain things, and I'm really only attracted to black men.
Ooh. Mm.
Is it just my horrible taste in men? Thanks. Please help a sexually frustrated woman.
I actually started fucking white guys for that reason and was... That's like kind of how my white guy fucking started. Because I was like, okay, well, like, I know I'm into BDSM and niggas won't like it.
BDSM?
Bondage, like the whole, think 50 Shades Grey.
Got you. Okay.
That's a, I think, household name for BDSM.
Got you. Okay.
But I knew I was liking that nasty shit and I was just assuming niggas wouldn't like it.
Right.
That was real. It was all assumption.
Like, yeah, because I want to speak on the other end of the spectrum. I've never been with a Latina, a white, Asian. I mean, they've been mixed sometimes, but always with black.
Right.
And they never, Puerto Rican and black, them niggas don't even speak Spanish.
Right.
So they're still, they're black.
Right.
I've only
dealt with black men. And so I wouldn't say that you do have to switch race. I will say they are a little bit more guarded in opening up about what they
because
do want to explore.
The stigma back,
But not only that, I think the number one thing that I hear too is niggas be scared to be exposed. And so they have a fear that they're going to be judged by even the woman that they're talking to.
Right.
And we're in this era of screenshots and all this bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've literally, clearly I talk about pegging. I've pegged black men. I've had threesomes with black men. I've been to sex clubs with black men. Mm. I've, you know, done the spitting in mouths, the BDSM, the bondage. Mm. I've done everything with black men. Mm-hmm. So I don't want any of our listeners to feel like they have to step out of their race to get away from vanilla sex. I will say that you need to be okay with maybe just not involving yourself with someone who's not open sexually.
Yep.
I brought up a recent conversation where I was talking to this football player and he knew I pegged some niggas. And he felt like, oh, well, if they let you peg them, then you don't fuck niggas that fucked other niggas, which means you fucking gay men and I don't want to fuck you because I don't want to fuck a woman who's fucking gay men. And it was just this whole, and I was like, well, I'm fine with just us never having sex. Right. You're going into this whole field. Thing,
and guess what?
You don't know all of the partners of the women that you've had sex with now. Okay. So it's just like, you have to be okay with just not having sex with someone who doesn't match your sexual compatibility.
And it's as simple as a question. Period. It's literally as simple as,
period.
Are you open?
Sexually.
Sexually.
To this. Or sending
would
a
porno. Would you ever do this?
Further into our relationship, would you be open to trying new things? Right. You know what I'm saying? It's as simple as literally asking a question.
But if she's dealing with so many men now that aren't there, I think you have to be okay with just not giving up the pussy.
The only thing I would ask is, she said 8. Like, I'm going to be real.
25.
Like,
I was pegging niggas at 22.
No, jeez. I mean,
like, calm down, bitch.
I think that a younger man can be more guarded.
It's so deep.
And also, if you don't have enough confidence to ask for what you want, that's another thing, too. Yeah. Like, let's say that like, you know what you want.
Yes.
Men
yeah.
will receive it that way. Mm-hmm. But if you're like, I don't know, maybe we could.
We
like,
can try this.
No, I'm not going to tell you I like my booty.
And that's what I'm saying. As a woman, you need to know what you like. What do you like? You need to know what turns you on.
Yeah.
You need to know the spots to touch. So that way, when you come, you know, when you're about to have sex with a man, you know what you like. This is what I like.
Well, what Weezy said makes a lot of sense. You know? She's 25. She said she wants to get away from vanilla sex. So a lot of these things that maybe she's introducing in the text message, she's also not confident that she's going to like
right,
it.
She
don't even know.
She's like,
so she's like, can
it.
We try it?
She yeah. just,
niggas
she don't just wants be to go on a journey yeah. with somebody. She yeah. just wants niggas to if, she just wants to explore.
Yeah.
And she
I really don't know how deep you want to explore, but I would
literally
say the only thing I will say about age is, yes, it's true. If you fuck with someone a little older, they've been around the block, they're not usually going to be like teeter-tottering on whether they'll do something or not mm-hmm. with you. And they may have already experienced it, so you might like that. I mean, but I can't see how young men are vibrant and want
to
try new shit, too.
I was going to say, the young niggas
I'm saying
to
it's yeah. a toss-up. I just will say that I think that with older men, they probably already
have been through a lot.
Have done it. And can help you go through the things that you want to go through. So I am so glad that you guys were able to join us. I hope that y'all enjoyed this long episode. There were jokes, there was storytelling, and then we got able to open up a little bit more about what we're looking for. I think the 2020 word of the year should be manifestation. You talk about manifesting so much, and I just love that. Like I said, you've manifested everything. What can people expect from B. Simone in 2020?
Yes, more makeup, tour with Martin. Check tour dates on my Instagram. Movies, I'm auditioning for movies. I want to do more films. And stand up. And you know,
she about to make you busy, bitch.
Right, pretty much.
You're about
to
be we're motherfucking
ready.
Busy
on tour.
On tour.
Here we go.
Oh,
me
here
too.
We go.
We on tour too.
I
love you.
Love you.
No, look, and I gotta fill you out.
I know.
Team
I can't wait to get off this
mic.
Oh, I can't wait to see the Instagram page.
You'll see. But I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. As you guys know, we are again on tour, so come see us. That's horribledecisions.com. Also, we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. Do you have, I guess she's just working. I wanted to say, does Megan have anything? But Megan.
Oh, no. She's actually in esthetician school.
Boom.
So she's about to graduate in February, and we're opening up a spa in Columbus. She's going to manage it.
Look,
we're speaking it. We're saying it. We're opening it. We're going to open it up 2020, baby. June 2020. Hopefully,
so
they'll be
scary.
All over the nation by 2021.
No, it is.
Yeah, thank you.
And, congrats.
And I love your cameraman. Everything we say over here,
he's
like,
clapping.
Yes. Yeah.
Shout out to
he's
Jason.
He's like, the conversation,
ooh,
but like,
great.
Great. I agree. Fuck that. He's like, I love
he's
him.
The
he's
best.
So into it. Yeah.
Again, we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip from our Patreon episode. As you guys know, we give you guys 3 bonus episodes every month, so that's a total of 7 to 8 episodes every month.
Sheesh.
Depending on how many Mondays are in the month. Also, we are allowing our patrons to get pre-sale tickets. As you guys know, literally all of our patrons bought up all of the VIP meet and greet tickets before they were even released to the public for our first New York show.
Right.
So it does help to become a patron. And at the $15 tier, you guys can get stuff like this. I'm wearing a Horrible Decisions crew neck sweatshirt and, you know, repping my little brand. But as a $15 tier patron, you are able to get this. Every 4 months, we send you a crew neck, a mug, a t-shirt, everything just so you guys can start having your t-shirts and all of your Horrible Decisions stuff. So again, we're leaving you with a 5-minute bonus clip. Join us at patreon.com/horribledecisions for everything that I just mentioned. And again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Yay. Bye. Make it clear that you're not interested in jumping straight into a relationship off bat and that it is fine to date multiple people at once. I'm asking what you think about that because in dating right now, I'm making it very clear what I'm dating for. And I'm dating with purpose. I'm not dating to fuck. I'm not dating for a situationship. I'm not dating just to have someone in my phone wish me good night and good morning. I'm dating with purpose. So this is actually something that I would suggest against.
Okay.
Actually.
So.
What about you?
The entirety of me being on the show, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting to talk about this. I have goosebumps, actually.
I've been waiting
for this subject in particular, only because I agree with the article, because I'm on the opposite spectrum of where you are socially in regards to dating, because I was in a relationship for 4 years. It ended a few months ago, and I don't want to go back into the rigmarole of being in a relationship, but niggas don't like to be lonely. So what I do is, I will never put you in a situation to where I'm hypnotizing you into thinking something that it's not, because I don't like using people for personal benefit. So what I say is off the bat, like, look, I'm not looking to be serious. I'm just looking to have somebody on my side. I'm looking to chill with somebody, with this and that. If you're in a position to where you only date niggas with the hope that I become your boyfriend, I'm probably never going to become your boyfriend, and we should stop this now. This is what I say verbatim. Some women are with it. Some women ain't. Some women say that they're with it, and they wind up not being with it, but, you know, you can only... I'm just all about honesty, because what a lot of niggas do, my friends included, is they let the woman think whatever they want to think because they don't want to lose the pussy.
I just hate that there's so much emphasis for men to just, like, lie for the pussy so goddamn much.
Not lying. That's strong. No? It's not. It's coercion. They'll coerce a woman into thinking something.
Which is even worse. You're manipulating.
I agree. Manipulation and lying is two different things. Because manipulation, so, I never lied to you.
Yeah. True. Well, I'm excited that you even kind of opened up about where you are dating, because actually, the horrible decision for this week is we are living single. Ooh, in a 90s kind. Well, it's not 90s. I can say what? Thousands kind of world?
Glad I found my guy.
Keep your head up. All right. Hey. So it's crazy because you are living single as a black man. I'm living single as a black woman. But a lot of people put value on whether they're being claimed or not by the opposite sex or the same sex, if they're in the alphabet community, as they have been labeled recently. So I wanted to start off by saying you are, what, 30, approaching 30, almost 30?
I will be 30 in February.
Okay, and I will be 30 next year as well. And we are single, and I wanted to, I guess, start the conversation off with, why are you single?
Well, I recently, if everybody listening to this that wants to give my show a chance, listen to 17.1. As I said earlier in the episode, I was in a relationship for 4 years and it ended. And me just being honest with myself, I pretty much wasted my ex's time because she dated me off of potential as opposed to who I really am. And as of right now,
can you go into that more? What do you mean?
Yeah.
She dated you on your potential instead of who you were.
So, and in my experience, and with a whole bunch of experience with my friends as well, women will be in our life and they'll see that I'm charming. They'll see that I'm smart. They'll see that I'm well spoken, whatever. And that should align with things that they see for me as opposed to being with me for me. So they'll put all this shit on top of on my plate and put me in all these hypothetical scenarios of what I should be doing as opposed to just appreciating me for who I am. So because of that, years and years went by and she started to feel disappointment because I wasn't matching up to who she thought I should be at the time. When on the opposite spectrum, I was just accepting her for who she was as a person. So just the psychology of where we both were at was just never matching up. So where I'm at right now is I'm not willing to go back into where I was at because now I'm more free. I'm able to do more stuff. I'm able to be more creative. I don't feel as bound. I don't feel guilty being with my friends. And there's just a certain level of freedom that I'm enjoying right now that I don't want to have stripped away, that just naturally stripped away when you're in a relationship.